We are back tonight with a long overdue episode about the newly released Google Veo 3 video generation model, what I think is a paradigm shifting model. We were able to throw Veo 3 into the mix of models that took on our dynamic snowboarding challenge, and you can see the results. Now, the next thing I did was, of course, try to replicate all of those man on the street style interviews that we saw and that went so viral on X.
So what is your favorite AI model, if you have one?
I would say it's the Bard.
Next up, I had to try something right up our alley, and I prompted the model to give us a little potential intro video for our AI marketing navigator. Again, I'll go ahead and click play.
Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator, where we simplify AI marketing to keep you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by DigitalPop, delivering AI marketing automation so your small business thrives. Here's your host, Alex Carlson.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back tonight with a long overdue episode about the newly released Google Veo 3 video generation model. If you haven't seen any of the examples of what I think is a paradigm shifting model, then do not worry, because we are going to check out quite a few tonight, as well as make a few of our own. We're going to do our best to keep it short and informative as usual, and as focused on marketing as possible. But I really do believe that this is kind of a crossing of horizons when it comes to video generation. And we may all kind of look back and remember that Veo 3 was one of the moments where we started to lose a real grip on what we are watching, whether or not it was AI generated or not. Anyway, we mentioned Veo 3 when we talked about the slew of new releases that Google made at their I/O event. We listed off a few more of them as well, and this was a couple days ago, maybe about a week ago now, I think. Check out that episode linked in the show notes. But as always, before we hop over and check out some of the demos, in this case, we're going to hop over into X and check out a bunch of examples and impressive demos of some Veo 3 generations. First, let's see what Google's deep research has to say about the new model. And here, I've done what I typically do for my research on our episodes. It used to be in Perplexity in the past. Now I've moved over into ChatGPT with O3. Deep research there, although I did max out my deep research quota until the end of the month on ChatGPT, so now I am over in Gemini using their deep research, which is all the more appropriate since we're talking about Google's Veo 3. Gemini's Veo 3, I should say. Basically, what you're seeing if you're watching along in video is I've asked it to put together this research brief with a quick prompt. Please tell me everything there is to know about the new Veo 3 video generation model, distilled down into a briefing that can be delivered in 10 minutes. If you haven't used Gemini's deep research before, basically what it does is it gives you a little briefing of the research that it's going to do, just like the deep research on, for instance, ChatGPT. It says, identify the specific AI model referred to as the Veo 3 video generation model, determine its official name, yada, 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 analyze the results, create a report, etc. Now, I did ask for a summary that could be delivered in about 10 minutes or so. And I could maybe do that if I read all of this off as fast as I could, but I'm just gonna give as best a general summary of the most important bits. The first one here that they call out, and it's a big one, is the ability of the model to generate synchronized audio. And you're gonna see that in the demos that we not only check out on X, but also in the demos that we created for our own purposes. In fact, the CEO of Google DeepMind, Demi Hassabis, and I'm sure I mispronounced that, my apologies as always, is quoted as saying that this is when AI kind of transcends silent film, drawing a parallel to the actual film industry. Moving on into our report here, we have the core features. Of course, we have the new insane level of visual realism in these generations. We have that integrated synchronized audio. But apparently, for those in the know, Veo 3 also demonstrates a much more sophisticated understanding of basically the knowledge of film and camera motion, basically cinematography know-how. Spoilers, it mentions here that the model touts realistic physics simulations. We're going to throw our snowboarding challenge at the Veo 3 model. And again, not to give too many spoilers, but they're not wrong. The physics definitely doesn't disappoint. It's not perfect, so we still have room for improvement, which is really wild. But anyway, I think you'll be interested to see how Veo 3 came out in our snowboarding challenge. It also says here that you can perform some character consistency or achieve some character consistency, maybe by using a reference image even. And I have to admit that in my excitement, I just rattled off a bunch of quick little tests. And specifically, I tested the native consistency editing abilities kind of to see if it was anything like the native image editing. And we'll take a look at that in our own demo as well. Suffice to say that I didn't get to test out a reference image. Now my credits, which I burned up again, will be back tomorrow. So I will absolutely be testing more of the VO3 capabilities at that point. But like I said, I did some early testing on the native character consistency abilities or the native generation consistency. So we'll at least get to discuss that as well. Now, apparently there's also some question as to what is being made available. The capabilities of this preview model that is being made available and that people have access to right now in the Gemini app and what the actual offering is going to be like when it's fully rolled out. That's what's being showed here if you're watching along on video in this little table. For instance, things like the max video length being 8 seconds, apparently that's going to get longer. The max resolution from 720p to 1080p, things like the frames per second. So there's just a few other differences. In fact, I think I'm just going to link to this entire brief, this entire report from Gemini, and it'll contain the rest of the links that we would have usually sourced as well, so that'll be convenient. Now, it goes on here, the report, to mention where you can access and use VO3, and we covered this a little bit in our episode where we talked about all of the announcement from the I/O event, but one of the first places you can use it, and one of the first places it mentions here, is the Flow tool, the integration with Flow, and that's another tool that I cannot wait to try out, and I believe it's probably going to be in tomorrow's episode, if I have time. I've just been, again, incredibly busy. Hopefully I can get it up tomorrow. If only there was more time in the day. But I think there's some incredible potential for what you can do with Flow. Again, talking about creating truly consistent scenes. That's what Flow is all about, as far as I'm aware. You know, scene consistency. It's an AI filmmaking, not really an AI video generator, but more on that in tomorrow's episode. Again, cannot wait to try that one. Okay, next here we have pricing and availability. And again, we touched on this one in our other episode as well, but you can access the model right now through the API, through Google's Vertex services, through Amazon's Bedrock web services, but primarily through the Gemini app. You are going to have to get that ultra tier for their AI subscription. The general price or the regular price is going to be $249.99, $250 per month, but I believe they still have that deal going for $125 per month. Don't quote me on that one. Hopefully you can still take advantage though. Also, right now it is only available in the US. Scrolling down here, yeah, just check out the link in the show notes for even more of the details around the global rollout. Early observations around some of the limitations and where it kind of falls short. They get into the ethical considerations and safeguards about the model. So if you want to dive into that more on your own time, you can check out the link in the show notes. And then also kind of the future outlook of the video generation landscape. Okay, so let's go ahead and check out the results of this incredible model. Now, I have hopped over into X. If you're watching along on video, we are in a thread from at Mark Gadala or Mark Gadala Maria. Major shout out, Mark, for this thread here. He has 15 examples that we're just going to scroll through really quickly. Here is the first one of a street interview style, which we took inspiration for one of our demos. I'm just going to go ahead and scroll through these, a few of them, and play the audio so you guys can hear.
AI is going to take over the world?
Yeah, probably.
I want to...
Yo, what's up, Allegiance? We're in the trenches today and stay Walmart fame on... And I'm about to shoot my shot with the rotisserie chicken. Wish me.
So we had our Walmart influencer, our TikTok influencer in Walmart. We had an action movie right there for anybody who is not watching along on video. Apologies. We have this very disturbing microplastics short film that's being made here. We have, what else do we have? We have another interview style one, another man on the street style interview as well.
Chimpanzini bananini.
Patapim.
Ballerina cappuccina.
Tung 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 sahur.
And we have a documentary style film. So just so many crazy examples. Again, I'm getting sucked into just watching them. Some of these are even longer than the 8 second limit. Not sure if those are early testers of the more advanced model or if these are some people doing some editing. In a lot of cases, very good as far as the character consistency goes, or maybe they were even able to achieve this with the VO3 model. I'm very interested to know. Here we have one, a really cool one that's an example of the Joker in Batman. And again, the fact that this one was generated by a simple text prompt, again, is just a crazy example of the democratization of the level of creativity that is now going to be in the hands of everybody who can get into these models. Let's see, what else do we have here? We have a music video, an AI sitcom. We have a bowl of ramen that looks incredibly delicious. So there goes your food advertisements or your food video ads. So again, huge shout out to @MarkGadala. I will absolutely link to this thread in the show notes so you guys can check out all of these videos on your own time. But I think you can kind of start to understand now why I think we've reached this new level of not only AI video generation, but democratized creativity in video creation. Also what this means for video advertising and video marketing content, video content in general. I don't think I need to spell that out for you if you are listening to this show, but of course we will touch on that in as much as we can anyway with our limited credits, as you'll see here when we go through our own little demos of the tool. And in fact, now that you've actually seen how the tool works, you've gotten a little bit of a rundown, let's go ahead and dive right into our demos that we created. Now, I think I mentioned this, but right off the bat, full transparency, I actually hit our quota limit really quick because I was super excited to test out this model and get out this video tonight. So as far as our marketing focused video generation, we'll see that in a minute here. I actually had to go back to VO2 for that, but it's just a really clear demonstration of what even with VO2 you can do as far as marketing goes. However, we still got a lot done with VO3. First of all, as I mentioned, we were able to throw VO3 into the mix of models that took on our dynamic snowboarding challenge. And I'm going to go ahead and play this result for you guys right now. And you can see the results of the VO3 model. Okay, so I'm going to leave that playing for you guys to continue to watch, but it's not perfect. But if you've seen any of our previous generations, it is by far the best. Now, technically, Kling's looked a little bit better just as far as the natural realism and motion, but there was no rotation whatsoever in the Kling version, and there was a very clear rotation here, and this is, like I said, in my opinion, far and away the new leader. And Google has absolutely redeemed themselves after VO2 struggled compared to Kling, for instance, in our earlier earlier challenges. And I will link to those videos in the show notes as well, so you can check out all of our AI video challenges that we've done with this particular snowboarding themed generation. The other thing to note here is that these were basically all one-shot attempts, so I wanted to keep that the case here with this generation you're looking at. Didn't do anything fancy, just a simple prompt of what we wanted, keeping it as simple and clean as we could, and this was the result that we got. Again, really, really a step up compared to some of our other generations. Now, the next thing I did was, of course, try to replicate all of those man on the street style interviews that we saw and that went so viral on X. So that's what you're looking at right here. And I think it absolutely knocked it out of the park. Let's go ahead and hit play on this one.
So what is your favorite AI model, if you have one?
I would say it's the Bard.
So what is your favorite AI?
Bard.
Okay, so first of all, the fact that you mentioned Bard, I think that's hilarious. I'm not sure if that's the model's attempt at being funny. For those who don't know, Bard was a really early name for a model or a version of a model at Google. So that's definitely a callback in this video here. I think it's actually pretty funny, but whether that was intentional or not, who knows. But more importantly, I challenge you to find anything, even maybe on close examination, other than perhaps the words or the lettering on the microphone that gives away that this is AI. Again, we have completely entered into this era where what we're seeing online is almost going to be impossible to validate whether it is real or not. Next up, I had to try something right up our alley, and I prompted the model to give us a little potential intro video for our AI marketing navigator, and basically took our little mascot for inspiration, and I asked the model to create a cute little cartoon style astronaut flying through space in a spaceship, and that's what we got right here. Again, I'll go ahead and click play. And yeah, pretty impressive. I think you can see right away how this would be immediately usable in maybe an intro video, especially if you can nail down some character consistency, which again is something that should be possible in this model, something that we're definitely going to be doing a future episode on very soon. And you can imagine how useful that can become, especially when it comes to extending scenes. But even without being able to do something fancy with character consistency, again, I wanted to test out what we could do just natively in the model itself, very similar to the native image editor. So I asked the model to just recreate the same video, but swap the pilot for an alien. And it did basically just that. So this is the video that it created right here. I'm gonna go ahead and play that for anybody who's watching along. Okay, so as you can see, the style itself is almost dead on identical to the style of our original video. We do in fact get a little alien as our pilot instead of the human pilot. So I was pretty impressed at how consistent it was just based on the native question to swap out the pilots. And I was so impressed that I decided to try and push it a little bit further. And I said, okay, let's see what happens if we ask the two ships to pass one another and have the pilots wave or something like that. And that's when we started to kind of get into this convoluted area here where we're really starting to confuse the model. I think I'm going to go ahead and play this one as well for you guys. Okay, so we did get, you know, we got our waving alien. At least we have a third alien coming in and trailing the first two, but I think we started to lose the focus of the model a little bit at this point. Anyway, I was still very impressed with what you can do just natively here with VO3. Now, like I mentioned, of course, I wasted all of my credits on doing this native video editing testing before I could do something that was a little bit more marketing focused, like creating some B-roll footage for a video ad, for instance. So what I decided to do was hop over into VO2 within the Google AI Studio. This is something that we have demoed before as well. And the goal here is, again, to kind of demonstrate. You can imagine how much better it would be even with VO3, but to demonstrate to you, even if that, if you don't want to pony up the AI Ultra subscription fee of $250 to access VO3, you can still very much use VO2 for this use case of creating footage for your video ads, at least VO2 via some sort of API or whatever other tool you might want to use if you don't have access to the API Studio. So again, I just asked it to kind of create some B-roll footage of a frustrated solo entrepreneur, and that's what you're seeing right here. We're not going to get the native sound generation with VO2, of course, but again, I think you can see this could almost be used in any business consulting sort of video ad right off the bat, and we just one-shotted this one. For most of our prompts, other than the snowboarding one tonight, I did go ahead and ask Claude to write the prompts for us. As always, highly recommend having AI write your prompts for AI. Again, with this one, I even though it's VO2, I challenge you to immediately find something that would indicate that it is an AI generation or that gives it away as AI, other than the fact that this was generated by Google, so you are going to be able to identify it as AI using their Synth ID technology, presumably. So shout out to Google for that. All right, so there you have it for our quick overview, relatively quick anyway, of VO3. I think for better or worse, and that's a key phrase here, it is absolutely the first in a series of AI video generation models that completely shatter the barrier between what we can recognize as AI or not. Now, I emphasize that that could be for better or for worse. You know, the ease of now creating video content is almost incomprehensible, especially when you get into the cost, and I think that's absolutely a good thing. But we've also talked about, and even on a show that's strictly about marketing, we've talked about what that democratization of creativity could mean and what those implications could be for society and politics and reality. Not necessarily good implications either. So anyway, let me know what you think about VO3 and what it means for marketing, of course. But don't be afraid to let me know what you think about VO3 and what it means for our future as a whole. I'm down to talk about either. So absolutely hit me up in the comments. That's going to do it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you can do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each time we drop an episode. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.